one of the things that always makes enormous amount of trouble for people that are getting started is how much quality should they have before they decide to go on YouTube or you know start doing stuff. I was here in Taiwan 12 years ago. YouTube was not yet the dominant thing. Vio was another big one. And I had started to do several videos and people started to like and enjoy them. And I got to doing some recording and I got to thinking, I didn't feel that I had the proper knowledge to know what to say about the issues in the world. And I really thought that if I kept talking about things, I would want to reverse my opinion later on. And so I didn't want to go be a babbling idiot that people were getting ideas from because he was cool and in another country when I wasn't yet ready to actually have something good to say. And so I just kind of unplugged everything. I stopped the podcast. I didn't do videos on YouTube. I just sort of calmed down, took a chill pill, and just tried to grow on the inside. And now, you know, a lot of stuff has come later. I'm getting into acting in Taiwan. I've got an acting profile. I don't want to tell you about the acting profile. You want to know about the... Okay, I'll tell you the acting profile in Taiwan. No, you can follow all the social media. JC, like the letter J, the letter C, USA.TW. Well, you know, the Taiwanese have an easier time calling me JC because, you know, they don't know how to spell words in English. So they just, it sounds like Jesse sounds like letters. They don't hear the difference. So they started calling me JC. They just started that. So they say it like Jay-Z. Like they that's how they say it. They say JC and they think that I'm saying Jesse and they don't hear the difference between the short E and the short A. They don't hear the difference. So it stuck. And so I kept it and I rolled with it. And so there I am. So I've got a little actor profile I'm starting and I'm starting to communicate with local directors and I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, Taiwan could be the new movie hub. You know, Hong Kong had its thing and maybe it's time for Taiwan to have its movie hub thing. And I might be the American who's in all the Taiwan movies. You know, we'll see about that. Maybe people say that I look like Justin Statham. No, I'm ripped. I've been going to the gym for the last several months. And I've been pretty healthy all my life. I'm 40 years old and I just learned to drop in at the skate park and the quarter pipe, you know, a couple months ago. And I don't stop. I'm a healthy person and I stay that way. So as I'm watching what's happening, I'm looking back, I'm saying I made the right choice. I grew roots. I grew deep. I took time to live life and to know what's going on. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to know half the knowledge I'll know when I'm 80. I'm 40, but no, because you know you're actually not paying attention until you're about 6 or 10. So technically, 80 would be another 40 to 30. So yes, it technically. But no, there's a lot that I'm going to continue to learn. But I feel like it's not my age. It's just, I feel like in life, I'm not mostly a basket case. I feel like I've actually got something that's useful to say to people. And it's funny because I'm talking with other people that are my age and they've got stuff that they understand, but I'm thinking going, these guys are really skilled at what they do. And I'm talking through issues with them and I'm learning a bunch and they're making me think, but they're learning too. Maybe I really do have something to offer the world. And so I'm done with this. I'm out. I'm ready. And I've got friends in Taiwan that are kind of famous on social media. That's something interesting that's happened. And so while I'm doing all this teaching, I'm also getting into programming and I really think that in the world right now, with all the chaos happening, my life is pointing to good hard work and reaching out to society. and I see a future. So whatever trouble you're going through, know that I'm not running away. I'm leaning into it and I'm focusing on what I'm good at. And as much as I really want to focus on making music, on creating music, because I'm a multi-talented person, as much as I want to focus on creating music and I want to focus on educating people through Twitch, I hope I'm on it more often now. As much as I want to focus on these things, I also still have to take time and write the books, take the hours writing the books while no one's watching me, and work on the software while no one's watching me, and make sure that I'm at the skate park, taking all kinds of time to learn stuff. And I tell you what, a lot of good things, very good things have happened to me simply because I decided to start skating. So, you know, I don't know where all that comes down to for you, but I keep learning. This is one of the things I've seen. The successful people that are around me, the skateboarders, that I'm talking people that have very positive, I'm talking Instagrammers and YouTubers and people that are training for the Olympics. And there are other people that are very wealthy in business that are around me. They just keep flocking up all around me, and I'm so happy because these are really cool people. And I'm looking at all of them, and I'm realizing one of the things in every one of these people that I see is that when life hits them hard, they don't complain. They keep going. They really do look at what they can do instead of what has been done to them. And it's, you know, Napoleon Hill wrote about that in Think and Grow Rich. And from that, he developed an idea called positive mental attitude. He did that after spending 10 years talking to different successful people around the world. And he noticed this. Oh, you can hear the jets flying overhead. He noticed this. Highly successful people have this ongoing positive attitude. And I was just at the skate park the other day with Lahi, one of the kids I work with. And no, he's Christian. We had a wild story with Lahi. In the past, I've called him Royu. But the kid wants to be called Lahi. It's from his Taiwanese nickname. His Taiwanese nickname is Bulahi, which is it's a little tiny minnow. You know they put minnows in noodles in Asia. Did you know that? And in the Taiwanese language, it's called Bulahi, and so that just got to be his nickname. And Lahia means special gift. So he wants to be called Lahi. Well, no, he also, no, okay, I don't want to get into too much. I don't want to talk too much about that in the time we got left. Working with Lahi, he's this incredibly positive kid, almost 17 years old. And when he falls down at the skate park, he sits there and he shakes it off. Like he shakes his head like a dog shaking water off, and he smiles every time he falls down. He doesn't get mad. He doesn't curse. He gets this big fat smile on his face. And I suppose part of that he might have learned from me, but part of it also, he decided to pick up and run with it. There's this positive response to the hard knocks that come at us, that when we have that positive response, amazing things show up in our lives. And whatever is going on in politics or in the world, whatever it is that you're facing, the positive response is available to you. You can take that, you can follow it, you can run with it. I certainly am. And I hope that I'm able to be seeing more of you. Cheerio, until next time.